what we are hearing now comes from musician and composer Charles Lloyd. The saxophonist has played with hundreds of jazz musicians, but also the Beach Boys, bluesman B.B. King, and the tabla master Zakir Hussain. Tonight, Charles Lloyd will be inducted as a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. He's being honored in part for furthering the genre by fusing jazz with musical styles from other places and other times. You can hear that on his new album, Wild Man Dance, which features two ancient instruments from Europe.
I decided that I wanted to have strings, but I wanted to have the strings of the cymbalum and the lyra.
The cymbalum is what you're hearing now. It's a kind of dulcimer, but huge, with strings stretched over a big wooden box and hit with long padded hammers.
I heard this many years ago when I played a festival in Hungary. It was being played at my hotel after the concert by a gypsy orchestra, and I just loved its sonority so much.
Lloyd then brings in the Greek lyra.
It sounds sort of like a violin, but it has the beauty and the wisdom of antiquity. So I was trying to mix antiquity with modernity, is what's going on here.
This track is Flying Over the Odra Valley. It's one of the compositions on Wild Man Dance that Lloyd was asked to write for a jazz festival in Poland, where he performed and recorded those compositions. He was inspired, he says, by the lush landscape.
There was lots of greenery. There were lots of trees. It was like a poetic kind of environment for me. Once I started composing the music, I couldn't stop. It just gushed forth.
Now 77, Charles Lloyd describes himself as a sound seeker.
The deeper I go in the music, the further I still have to go. It's like the creator has a carrot on a stick, you know, and I get closer, and then he keeps moving it and says, "Not yet, Charles."
That's jazz musician Charles Lloyd. He will be honored by the National Endowment for the Arts as a jazz master tonight and premieres his Wild Man Dance for American audiences this month. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.